Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Right now at Highland, we want to spend some time writing God's word on our hearts. For me, I feel like it's best in times of trouble, whenever I'm worried or frustrated or scared, that I have a piece of God with me written on my heart. The words we chose to memorize are the words of Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Let's say them together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the doorframes of your houses and on your gates. Today, I will be reading from the Peace Table, and I will be reading from a story out of Luke 24 called A Stranger on the Road. Later, on the day that Jesus rose from the dead, two of his disciples were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. One was named Cleopas, and the two disciples were talking about the death of Jesus. A man came and walked with them, wanting to know what they were talking about. Cleopas and his friend stopped, looking sad. They asked, "Are you the only person in Jerusalem who does not know what just happened?" "What do you mean?" the man asked. They replied, "Jesus of Nazareth was a prophet who did amazing things. We hoped that he would be our Messiah, the one to save us. But our priests and leaders turned him over to Pilate, and he was killed. Now it is the third day, and we don't know where he is. Women from our group went to the tomb, but Jesus' body wasn't there. They had visions of angels who said he was alive." The man said, "Wasn't it necessary for the Messiah to suffer and then return to glory?" He then reminded them of all that Moses and the prophets had said about the coming Messiah. The men arrived in Emmaus and urged the traveler to stay with them, since it was late in the day. While they were at dinner, the man took bread, blessed it, broke it, and then gave it to them. Suddenly, their eyes were opened, and they realized it was Jesus. Immediately, Jesus disappeared. Cleopas said to his friend, "Weren't our hearts burning within us as Jesus was talking to us on the road?" They ran back to Jerusalem and told the disciples, "Jesus has risen! We met him on the road, and he broke bread for us." The word of the Lord. Something I've always wondered about this story is how Jesus suddenly appeared to both of the disciples after breaking and blessing the bread. I wonder if it was the very act that reminded them of the Lord's Supper, that reminded them of who Jesus was. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, As your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.